smoking, hopping in a bopping down on Venice Beach, getting paid money for religious speech. Built his shelter for when he garbage picks, mostly made up of old cans and sticks. Then one day he was cranking up on Marley, along came the wolf on his big bad Harley. Little pig left me in. Big let me in. Well, I'm huffing, I'm huffing, I'll blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing it up, huffing it up, blow your house in.
Hello. This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 41. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, from GruntFreePress.com, the website that doesn't post too many reviews or anything lately, because the one writer we got's kind of slacking. He's a little busy playing some fucking game. I don't know. I'm on his ass all the time telling him he gotta write something, put something up on the site, and he fucking doesn't do shit. He's just fucking playing video games all the time, not fucking doing his job of writing some fucking garbage. I mean, I don't know what to do with him. I might fire him. Just hire somebody else who knows what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what he's playing, some fucking game with I don't know, it was like fucking like a Game of Thrones or something. I don't know, there's fucking dragons, there's fucking fire everywhere. People drinking fucking orange juice. Like, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. But, so I'm here. I'm going to keep this podcast in line, keep it in check, just to fucking, you know, still trying to catch up. You know, I've been working. I got fucking shit I got from like weeks ago I got to fucking go through, or last week anyway. And then I'll probably go through the same shit again, which is basically fucking, it's been a long week again of fucking Dark Souls. So I'm just going to try to catch up, go through that. I just get fucking couple notes, and just a reminder from last week again. It's going to be a lot of fucking Dark Souls 3 talk. I beat it. I'm on my fucking second playthrough at this point. I'm really liking it, but, yeah, so I'm going to talk about, might be some spoilers, so one of those things, you know, I usually, the whole philosophy of this shit is fucking, if I'm going to fucking talk about a game, I don't give a fuck. I mean, fucking, you should know, I'm telling you right now, as soon as you have something you don't want to fucking hear about, just turn it off, don't fucking listen, I don't give a shit. But yeah, definitely, it's a lot of Dark Souls. Probably, again, I'm not going to go too in-depth, so all I go is fucking playing and fucking stopping and taking notes and, fucking step-by-step or how to beat this boss or where to find this fucking thing. I don't know, maybe that might be something I'm fucking might end up going to, though, in the future. I mean, maybe I can't fucking stop playing goddamn Dark Souls 3, so, and maybe this might turn into like a Dark Souls fucking cast, like step by step, like area by area, like fucking what to do. Area by area, fucking enemy by enemy, fucking maybe that'll happen because I'm fucking like halfway through my second playthrough. I'm just like, what the hell is coming out in the next couple weeks? I'm fucking looking. I'm like, I should probably chip away at my fucking backlog, like whatever. But just thinking about like switching to something else, I'm like, I just kind of want to play Dark Souls, and then that's it. So, yeah, but anyway, just fucking, just buckle in, because, but at least half this fucking episode is going to be fucking Dark Souls. So, again, if you don't want to fucking spoil, just, turn it off. I mean, I know fucking, I shouldn't be saying that, you know, you should be fucking, tell your friends and, subscribe and go to iTunes and, like, whatever, but to be honest with you, I don't really care what you do. I mean, you can go fucking hang yourself right fucking now. I don't give a shit. Not gonna bother me. So anyway, we last left off. I don't know. Again, it's just fucking random fucking notes. So all over the place, probably. Whatever. It is what it is. Again, just fill an hour, then I just fucking launch Dark Souls. So That's how it goes. One of those things is fucking like, yeah, you're like, I was fucking listening to something. They're talking about like how to have like a radio voice, you know, and they say you're supposed to, how you normally talk, you're supposed to do it like half speed, like slow down and just fucking, you know, enunciate and, slow your voice down to like half what you normally would, and it makes it easier to listen to and people like that. But fuck that. Fuck you. Dark Souls. I was going through some area I don't remember. Definitely not there in my second playthrough yet. So, again, one of those things. I'm fucking going back. I don't know. But I picked up this weapon, a branding iron. It's like a fucking, I don't know, like the thing they use to brand cattle, you know? So just looking at it, you know, doesn't do fucking shit for damage. It's one of those things, like, I could just boost it up, you know, I have a fucking shit ton of the, you know, Titanite and that shit. You know, I'm like maxed out, I have like 99 fucking whatever. I mean, it's all fucking, everything I pick up is going into my storage box at this point, because all the low-level Titanite shit's, you know, maxed out, like, whatever. I have enough to, like, level most of my shit up to, like, fucking, I don't even know, like, probably plus six at least, to, like, whatever, plus seven, something like that. Yeah, so I'm just looking at this fucking branding iron, and just, you know, the special move for the weapon, the focused attack or whatever. You hit someone with it, and it prevents Estus usage. Like, they can't use Estus, you know, like, fucking, if you get burned in the game or whatever, or fucking whatever, like, fire damage, whatever the fuck they want to call it, you're smoking or whatever, you can't, you know, you go to fucking take a drink of your fucking Estus flask, and it, you know, the guy just fucking can't use it. So that's the special move for this, branding iron. I know this shit, like, fucking, I forget what item it is. I barely use fucking items. There is some item you can fucking throw when it does the same thing. But I think that's like area of effect. So it's like, you know, if you get fucking caught in it, then fucking you couldn't use it either. But this is just a fucking weapon you could just rush people with, I guess. I fucked around with it for a little bit. It's like a charge move. And he like fucking like crouches down and fucking charges with it. So I don't know like how fucking easy it would be to like hit somebody with it or whatever. But I was just thinking just how, you know, how good it would be for, like, fucking, like, PvP or whatever. I mean, I don't, like, fucking actively go in using my, red eye fucking orb or whatever to fucking, like, invade people, but, I don't even fucking, I went through the entire game, but I didn't fucking use co-op once, so, like, I didn't never call anybody, any help in to fucking help me, like, fight any bosses or anything, just fuck around. I just fucking went through, like, solo, and, so the fucking people invaded me. What they use for humanity in this or whatever is the fucking embers you use instead of what used to be like effigies or whatever to turn to human. Now it's like use embers and it turns you human or whatever the fuck. I don't know. It's like fucking glowy fucking red. I don't know. Cool looking anyway. But all it really does is it gives you a little bit more health as far as I know. I might do something else. Like, I don't know, raise your fucking, who knows, your item discovery rate or some shit. I don't know. But basically, the only thing I can tell is just fucking give, you know, gives you more health and it lets you call people in to help. Then I'm fucking, even though I'm not fucking human or whatever, I still see fucking signs around, like with the like purple one, because of like, the covenant I'm in or whatever. Like, I have no idea. But, yeah, so I'm fucking really use fucking, I don't fucking see a lot of PvP. Like, I'm not fucking actively looking for it. I don't really use the embers. They don't really seem that useful. And they're essentially like free fucking, a free Estus, I guess, in your fucking back pocket if you wanted to fucking use it to instantly fucking heal up the full or whatever. But again, like I was thinking now, my fucking second playthrough, I get full Estus and they're boosted up as high as it can go. So whatever. I gotta fucking fix this goddamn mic one of these days. This is fucking pissing me off. Constantly fucking falling and shit. Let's see if I can fucking do something about this here. That was interesting to everybody. Yeah, so I'm fucking like, so I barely use the fucking embers, but the thing is, whenever you kill a, Whenever you kill a boss, it turns you a human or whatever. If humanity gets restored whenever you kill a boss. So you're walking around fucking human anyway. It's always like fucking like now it's like, I'll do that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Don't even think about it. Don't think about it. Usually I'm just like, yeah, whatever, walking around. And then, like, within, like, 5 fucking minutes, I just get fucking invaded. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, and I fucking, like, it's cool. It's a cool thing. Like, fucking, I like that aspect of it. Just fucking, like, added, like, whatever. Like, danger or fucking, you know, just something fucking, it is cool. I like the feature. And a couple things I don't like about it. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't fucking, it's not something I focus on, so I don't know what the fuck. I'm sure there's fucking people making, like, pure fucking PvP builds or whatever, and that's all they do. But, it's only the fact that it's, like, fucking, like, the last one, this one's fucking weird, too, because I think the covenant is fucking left on because of that. It's the, Way of the Blue or whatever. It's one of the early ones you get. And it's, if you get invaded, somebody can come on your side and fucking help you out. To, you know, fucking take down the, invader or whatever. Happens sometimes. Like, I've had fucking, like, whatever. And on one time, like, fucking, I get invaded, and then another dude fucking popped in to help me. And it's like, so it was like 2-on-1 on my side. We fucking went and fucking, you know, we murdered the guy that fucking invaded me. It's like, oh, cool. And like, once that was done, he fucking just disappeared, you know? Then, like, immediately after, fucking 2 people invaded me and just came and fucked me up. So, whatever. I mean, I've had a couple, like, fucking 1-on-1, and it's just like, dude, like, fuck, especially when you're trying to, like, the first time through, it sucks. You're, like, trying to, like, fucking do something, and it's like, you know, again, not fucking thinking about it, and it's like, fucking, oh, somebody invaded you. It's just, God fucking damn it. Man, I don't really care. Again, my second time through, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's like a fucking diversion. You know what I mean? It's like something else, like a little extra. It's cool, but it's just, what happened fucking yesterday anyway. It was fucking, you know, I'm walking through an area I'd been through before, like, whatever. Somebody fucking invades me. It's just like, oh, whatever. So we're fucking, like, fighting. And it's pretty, you know, it's pretty decent, but, you know, there's fucking all the enemies are there and shit, too. And then, when you, like, the invader, like, he doesn't get hit by fucking anything, like, any fucking, I don't think he's pretty much, like, invincible from the fucking, the other enemies. They don't fucking attack him, you know, so he's fucking just, you know, rolling through, just fucking, you know, kiting me, and I think somebody else came in, too, so it was, like, 2 of us on fucking him, and he was just fucking, like, you know, rolling through the fucking enemies. We're leaving him alone, but it's like fucking, you know, and then I'd fucking roll through him, then I'd end up getting fucking surrounded by them, you know what I mean? So then it was like fucking, like, I think the guy, helping me out was just like trying to, like, take out some of the fucking, NPCs and shit, and like I'm fucking going after the guy, and he's fucking just rolling through all these fucking enemies, and we were still going back and forth. It was pretty cool, but then it's like fucking, like, what ended up happening was I got fucking hit by, like, some fucking, like, long range, Jesus fucking, this goddamn mic, hold on, I'm fixing this right now, I don't give a shit, how fucking shitty it seems on the fucking show, it's pissing me off, I don't know how that sounds, if it sounds fucking different, don't really care, but it's gonna have to do, yeah, so fucking, like, he's kiting me through all this shit, I'm all fucked up, yep, technical fucking issues here. 1 second. Yeah. Professional. I said earlier in the show, I'm a pro. Yeah, so it's like fucking, yeah, so we kind of throw these fucking enemies. I end up getting hit by, like, some fucking, like, long-range fucking attack that fucking launched me up in the fucking air. And, like, you know what I mean? By a fucking, enemy. And then, like, fucking, I'm just, like, swarmed by all these fucking people behind me. It's like, oh, fuck me. And then it's, like, fucking, you know, just, like, nothing I can do about it. So, again, it's fucking, like, it's just a cool element. But I just wish it was more, like, fucking, like, balanced. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? It just feels fucking cheap that they can fucking, like, whatever, hide in the enemies, I guess. I mean, again, it's fucking just like an added challenge. I like it, but whatever. So anyways, fucking, I was just thinking, like, I have this fucking, like, iron, this branding iron, like, how fucking, you know, should I fucking boost it up and, you know, just go and, fuck, you know what I mean, just fucking use that, and as soon as somebody invades me, fucking hit them, or, like, try to figure out when to use it, like, what would be best to, you know, fucking just hit the guy so he can't fucking roll off and, you know, Estus or whatever. And you know, I could switch back and forth between my fucking main weapon and that. But when I was trying it out, I was like, fucking, I don't think I had the endurance. I didn't have the equip load that I could use that and my fucking main weapon and not, like, fucking, like, get slowed down or, like, fat roll or whatever. So, whatever. I could probably do it now. But just, it was just fucking, like, just, like, thinking. I'm like, one of those things is, like, you know, again, going through, like, the second time. It's like, well, maybe I could, you know, even, like, fucking in that covenant I'm in, just fuck. It's just, like, an added thing where it's just fucking, like, ah, I can just fucking drop my signs or whatever, fucking help people out, like, fucking whatever. Like, that, you know, it's just a cool little extra thing. I mean, I never really fucked with it in the other games. It's just fucking one of those things. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll fuck with it this time, just, you know, just to screw around. I was thinking I get this gesture you can use the, you know what I mean, the fucking, like, the waving or the bowing, just, you know, dumb little gestures, or fucking, like, pointing up or down. And I got one with a guy, fucking flops down fucking dead on the ground. Not really dead, just, like, fucking, like, playing dead, you know what I mean? But when you do those, like, the guy won't move until you fucking move the stick. And I was just thinking, like, you know, if I was to fucking, like, invade people, like, could I, you know, should I, you know, be a fucking dick and just fucking, like, do that and just fucking do it in, like, a pile of bodies or something somewhere, just fucking flop my guy down dead so he's just lying, like, flat on the ground. Just do it, like, you know, and fucking, you know, there's piles of fucking bodies all over that game. Just do that, or, like, fucking in, like, you know, in some fucking, behind some fucking barrels or some shit, or, like, fucking whatever, you know what I mean? Like, in some fucking, like, grass or fucking water, you know what I mean? Just fucking just flop there and lay down dead on the ground, just fucking wait for the fucking, the player to fucking, like, run by or, like, whatever, or fucking just do his thing, and then just fucking, you know, try to, like, freak the shit out of him, just fucking, like, pop up, you know, out of the fucking water or some shit, like a fucking, like, horror movie. Like, I think that'd be a riot, but it's fucking just, like, you know, number one, it'd be kind of, like, pretty fucking dicky, because it's, like, fucking, like, you know, if it worked, because it's, like, fucking, you know, again, when you're fucking, you get invaded, it's not, like, I don't know, it's sometimes it's hard, depending on the areas, like, it's hard to find, like, where the fuck the, that invader is, you know what I mean? So it's like, fuck, you're just trying to do your thing and get, like, move on, mainly, and then it's like, fucking, oh, I can't, it just fucking blocks you off until you fucking deal with the invader or he fucking kills you, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would work. I think it puts your fucking name in, like, giant red fucking letters above you, so it'd just be like, fucking, like, yeah, right away, they probably just tell, like, asshole in this fucking, you know what I mean, see me immediately at the fucking game, like, gamer tag or whatever, right above me. But whatever. Yeah, just fucking, I just thought it'd be fucking funny. Just, maybe I'll try it and fucking people get pissed, like, whatever. Somebody fucking, yeah, I just got, like, just fucking that whole idea, just because I'm like, fucking, I got this one fucking, the branding iron weapon or whatever. There's just so many fucking weapons and fucking items in the game. It's like, you, like, I get this, I'm still using it. I got it fucking, like, a quarter of the way through fucking my first playthrough, this fucking giant butcher knife. I'm just like, oh, that looks cool, and I fucking used it, you know? And I ended up fucking liking it. It's just this giant fucking, yeah, it's just a butcher knife. It just looks brutal and fucking jagged and shit, and, like, rusty and gross. And I'm like, dude, this looks fucking cool and pretty quick. I mean, I can fucking stagger people with it and shit. And, you know, I built it up to, like, first one I built up to, like, plus 10. That wasn't until later on, but even, like, going through building, I just built it up. I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. And it fucking worked fine. I tried using other shit. Like, I'd convert the boss fucking souls into, like, weapons or whatever, and those are, you know, in theory, like, some of the best shit in the game. And it's fucking just like, you know, I try those, I'm like, that's not, like, the way this fucking, like, feels. Like, they're either, like, slow, or they're fucking, like, not doing damage, or they have just have, like, a weird fucking attack pattern to them. It's something, you know, it's something, again, you probably get used to if you use it a lot. But I was just fucking sticking with that giant fucking butcher knife, and just, like, I don't know, it's fucking does plenty of damage, you know. And I'd fucking go back and, like, try other shit, and fucking it's like, I just can't, you know, I guess you can get used to it, but it's just fucking, like, this just feels weird. Like, it's fucking just feels either slow or fucking not enough damage. But it's just fucking, you know, I'm just looking at all these fucking goddamn weapons I have, and it's like, you know, I have, like, fucking, like, fist wraps and shit, you know what I mean? Like, how is this, how cool would it be to fucking, you know, be a fucking badass, just fucking build those up to, like, fucking whatever, like, fucking put some, like, effect on them or something, like fucking like lightning or like fire, you know what I mean? Just fucking go around fucking punching people with those. Like, that'd be fucking like the entire game. I mean, that'd be fucking awesome. It's just like, you know, how practical will that be? You know what I mean? Is it going to be like fucking ridiculous? Like, like, I don't know. I did try, after I went through, I made a fucking second character, and my whole thing was just fucking, you know, again, I was saying, I have like, I found a witch, so I did find quite a few witches, and I fucking killed them. Those things suck, but I found a fucking, like a whip, then like later on, you find like a notched whip, so a fucking whip with like fucking spikes coming out of it or whatever. I'm just like fucking like, like, that's cool, and there's fucking all these things that look like fucking, like, you know, it's all leather armor and fucking small shields and shit. I'm just like, dude, I mean, I should fucking, like, roleplay, like, Castlevania. I think I might have talked about that, but fucking, that was my plan as soon as I fucking saw that shit. Then I'm like, fucking, like, I made, like, a second character, and I'm like, fucking, I named him fucking, like, I don't know, Simon Helmont or something stupid, and I fucking tried to make him look like fucking Simon Belmont from fucking Castlevania. I started going through, like, fucking the fresh character. I'm like, yeah, so, you know what I mean? I'm fucking slogging, you know, going through, like, the first boss, like, whatever, going down. I'm just, like, fucking, I couldn't remember, like, where the fuck I picked up the whip, obviously. It's been, like, fucking, like, 60 hours, you know, 60 hours later, like, where did I find this one fucking weapon I never used or whatever. But I'm just, like, fucking, like, I could keep doing this. I'm like, well, let me fucking just switch back to my old character that's already fucking leveled up and shit and has everything. I can just upgrade it to see if it's, you know, see if it's, like, you know, get used to the fucking, like, the whip or whatever, just like the action. So I fucking built up the +10. I fucking made it like blessed or some shit, like fucking, and then I'm like fucking like, all right, cool, it should be decent now. I mean, again, the fucking butcher knife I'm using, I'm fucking pretty solid with everything, you know what I mean? Then I'm fucking using the fucking whip. I'm like, oh, it's his fucking range. That's cool. But then it's like, dude, it took fucking just like a shitty enemy. It took him like a million fucking hits to fucking like do anything to him. Like, this fucking thing sucks. Like, it's fucking, it's terrible. Like, you know, like, no way. I used it for like fucking whatever, quite a while too. Just like seeing if it's fucking like feasible to use. And it's just like, fucking no, this thing is pretty terrible. It's almost like it's a fucking like joke weapon. You know what I mean? It's just like, almost like they put that in as like a joke, you know what I mean? It's like a fucking like dig towards like fucking, you know what I mean, Castlevania or some shit. Because a lot of the shit in fucking Dark Souls is kind of like Castlevania, and it's just like, this is supposed to be like a joke, like fuck, it's like a nod to it or whatever, just saying like, you know what I mean, like fucking he wouldn't fucking last in here. I don't know. It's fucking weird, but I'm glad I fucking went back and went to my original character to fucking use it before I fucking like beat my head against the wall. It's like fucking yeah, the fucking second guy I fucking played too, I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking, like, oh, whatever, like, you know, maybe I'll put some fucking, you know, spread him out so he has fucking dexterity for the whip and fucking, like, faith so he can fucking cast spells. And I was fucking, like, going, like, oh, it's gonna suck at first. Once they have that whip, it'll be cool. And then, like, fucking, you know what I mean, I switch back and I'm just, like, fucking, like, yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea. So, I don't know, I kind of abandoned that fucking character for now and just, like, I don't know what the fuck. I do want to go through and try playing it, like, different ways, but it's still just, like, fucking, as I'm playing my fucking original character and, like, new game plus, it's, like, fucking, it takes forever to fucking level up now. I'm, like, level, like, 120 or some shit, but it's just, I did, like, no grinding at all either. It was just fucking straight playing through. I'm, like, halfway through, I think, my fucking second playthrough, but it's just, like, fucking, you know, could I theoretically just build my fucking original character up and just keep going and going? I don't think there's like any end. You can just fucking keep doing new game plus every time you beat the game. I think if fucking the enemies get like harder or whatever. But, it's like, dude, can I just like fucking keep going to this guy? It's like a fucking, like, you know, like godlike, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a fucking like, Elder Scrolls game or something. We just get like every fucking stat like maxed out to like 50 or 100. It would take fucking forever, but it's just like fucking, like, you know, is that a thing you can do? I mean, I don't know what the fucking, it's probably fucking stat caps and shit. I mean, I know like at this point, like, most of my main fucking like attributes, like my fucking strength and shit, it's up to like almost 40, I think, and it's fucking, it's definitely like a soft cap anyway, where it's like you're putting a fucking point into something and all it's doing is like fucking, like, barely fucking moving your stats up, you know what I mean? It's probably at like 40 or something, maybe like 38. It's like fucking, like, strength, these, I used to fucking bump it up. It's like, oh cool, this made the fucking weapon like fucking whatever, like 20 fucking points stronger, and now it's like fucking, I'm like, yeah, I'll put another one in, and it's like, ah, you fucking raise it up like a point, and it's like, ah, cool, so I should probably just stop doing that and do, you know, put it in other shit, because it takes forever to fucking level up now, too. But, anyway, fucking, as I go off on a fucking tangent, this is supposed to be the episode where I'm fucking catching up, I'm just blabbering on about garbage that happened like an hour ago. Saying the fucking game's so fucking tense. I'm playing it. I'm just fucking like 100% focused. I'm just fucking focused on the, you know, lean into the fucking TV and just, you know what I mean? Fucking trying to see what's around the next fucking corner. And it's just, it takes me like an hour to fucking do anything. Cause I'm crawling through and fucking checking every corner and, you know, dying 100 fucking times just to fucking see. I'm like, fucking, oh, like, that dude murdered me. But maybe, like, fucking what's after him isn't so bad. You know what I mean? It's fucking like a run through. Then it's like fucking 5 hours later. It's fucking, you know, got nothing done in the game. Overall though, I think fucking, I felt like that going through, this Dark Souls 3 is just fucking pretty steady pace through. I just felt like, I'm going pretty, again, I'm saying, like, fucking, I feel like fucking a badass at the beginning. Then I'm like, this boss fucking just fucking shut me the fuck down. You know what I mean? I was going through fucking, going through a steady pace, and I'd fucking say fucking hit one certain boss, and it was just fucking woof. I mean, just brutal. This one fucking boss guarded by two normal enemies, so say that in quotes, normal enemies, and that's it. But the two guys fucking guarding him are so fucking aggressive. I mean, he want to take both of them out, you know what I mean? Take both those fuckers out and just fucking focus on the boss. To be honest, I'm fucking reading this, I don't know who the fuck I'm even talking about at this point. I don't think I fucking got to him yet in my fucking second one, so that should be good. So that's a fucking surprise, a little surprise Easter egg there for me, fucking later, I guess. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking about. Who the fuck is the boss is guarded by two normal enemies? I don't know. Anyway, the first time through, he probably killed me fucking 20 times, I said, so see what happens this time. I don't know. I said fucking spoilers maybe, but not really, because I had fucking just random notes and I'm fucking reading my own shit. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, I don't know. That should be fun. Also, just fucking, if you've seen it, I mean, fucking again, whatever. There's the trailer for the game, there's a fucking 80s, like, fucking style. It's supposed to be like a, as if it was a fucking movie coming out on like VHS or whatever. Like a movie type trailer for fucking Dark Souls 3. It's on, you know, you can fucking whatever. So if you go to like the Steam page or whatever, it's fucking, they have it on there. And it's on like YouTube, like whatever, wherever you can find it. Before I went through, I didn't watch it because I'm like, fucking, I don't want to fucking see anything, like any fucking gameplay or anything. Even if it's all like fucking stylized or whatever. And I was fucking pretty hell bent going in through fucking blind on my first fucking time, but, point of pride, fucking still fucking, besides that one time, like, I had absolutely no clue where to go, and I said to fucking find, like, where the main path was. Other than that, I fucking didn't look anything up online, nothing. Went through fucking straight. Again, no fucking co-op, everything fucking solo, so, there you go, it's possible. If you're feeling down on the dumbest plane, I'll tell you right now, I'm no fucking, video game fucking guru, so it is a possible thing. So I didn't watch when I fucking went through, but after I was fucking playing, I was like 40 hours into my fucking first playthrough. I'm like, I kind of want to watch that. And I fucking checked it out. That fucking, VHS fucking trailer, man. It's fucking cool shit. It's fucking, definitely check that out if you haven't. It's pretty cool. In other news, some of the shit I was worried about going into the game, I was reading about, like, in some, like, whatever, the previews or whatever, just the focus attacks, whatever the fuck, the fucking FP, whatever, the fucking signature attacks for all the weapons. I was fucking, like, it's just kind of worried it was just going to be, like, overpowered or, like, whatever, fucking, you know, fucking make the game like cheesy or like gimmicky or whatever. And I went through and I fucking barely used them. I mean, I barely used them for fucking any of my weapons. I mean, they're fucking just, you know what I mean? They'll fucking like charges or whatever. I end up hitting mine fucking accidentally is on the fucking left trigger. Usually I have to hold it or whatever. And I'm using a shield, but the shield I have lets you use fucking your weapons, fucking focus attacks, which again, I usually don't, but, you know, like the butcher knife, if you hold it down, the guy, like, fucking sharpens it, and it looks cool and shit, like, it'll sharpen the fucking blade. And if you, get, like, good attacks in and shit, every hit you do gives you a little bit of health back. And again, it's like, fucking, well, that sounds fucking, like, whatever, like, cheap or whatever, or fucking overpowered, but... Again, I barely use it, and fucking barely gives you any fucking health back. I mean, it just kind of looks cool. I end up fucking myself over, because it's fucking... You get this fucking animation of the guy fucking sharpening his fucking blade, and I usually hit it by accident. I'm trying to hit the left bumper or whatever, the LB to fucking block, and I hit the trigger by accident. He goes in that fucking animation, and I just get fucking wrecked. And he's fucking just sitting there sharpening his shit, and somebody's fucking, like, running right at me and combos the shit out of me, so that's not good. But, I mean, it's cool that there, again, this fucking makes, like, the weapons, like, unique beyond just, like, fucking, you know, just fucking the different movesets or whatever. I mean, fuck, is that, and it's got fucking some other, like, you know, other fucking thing. It's just, you know, again, it's not what I've used. They're not fucking overpowered. I mean, there's a fucking, that trade-off to it, too, is whenever you use it, you get fucking, depletes your mana bar or whatever, that blue bar, and it doesn't fucking, that won't refill at all. You know, it's not like your stamina or anything that refills on its own. You gotta use, blue Estus flasks. To do it, and if you're gonna use that, I mean, you can go to the blacksmith and like fucking like, you know, you can mix and match. So it's like, oh, if you have like 10 or whatever flash, it's like, well, I want fucking, you know, if you're a fucking magic user or something, be like, oh, I do like half and half, so like 5 health and 5 fucking mana or whatever. But it's like fucking, you can't, you know what I mean? It's just a give and take. So it's pretty balanced. Again, it's another little layer that's kind of cool. Again, I was just worried, like, oh, it's going to fucking change the game too much, and it's going to be, like, fucking too gimmicky and shit, but barely fucking use it at all. One weird thing in the game I found, I'm like, fucking, you can't upgrade your armor, which is just, it's just kind of odd. I mean, fucking, if you can, I never figured it out, and I was fucking, whatever, level 120 at this point, and fucking, I don't know how to do it. I mean, I just don't think, after this, too, I've been fucking going through and watching, other people. I've been watching people play the shit too, because it's fucking, I feel like I fucking earned my stripes going through on my own. So now it's like fucking, I'm watching like whatever Game Informer, like them go through it and shit, and it's fucking pretty funny. But so I don't think you can fucking upgrade armor. So it's almost like this fucking armor is like cosmetic almost. I mean, you know, some do better, you know, better protection or whatever, but they weigh more. So it's almost just like a give and take, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I can wear heavier shit, but it's, you know what I mean, it's gonna protect me a little bit more, but you know what I mean, it's gonna add that weight. So almost to a degree, it's just fucking, oh, yeah, armor is like cosmetic, I guess. It's fucking, yeah, but whatever. I mean, it's just kind of cool, I guess. That, so I mean, all you have to do, I like to focus on upgrades weapons, so that makes it a little bit easier, I guess. But yeah, whatever. Other thing too was like fucking, oh, is this gonna be like easy after Bloodborne, like whatever, and fucking, again, I felt like the game was straightforward, but still fucking cryptic as shit. You know, I picked up something called a dragon stone torso, which is a fucking torso of a dragon, like made out of stone, I guess. And just like, okay, like fucking, just, I don't know where the, forget where the fuck I picked it up. I'm just fucking like, all right. I wonder what this is. I mean, it's not like a key. It's just like a fucking, in like my consumable item fucking category. I mean, all right. I mean, fucking, do I use it or what? And fucking reading the description is something about like, it turns your torso into a dragon and fucking makes you roar. I'm like, what? Okay. And fucking, and then it says something about, oh, it's irreversible until death. It's just like, all right, is this fucking thing, I can't fucking even use it, like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean, fucking, like, worried, like, am I gonna use it, my guy's, like, just gonna fucking, like, whatever, have a fucking stone torso and just like fucking like slows him down, like whatever. It was just like some fucking thing, and it's just like, oh, you just, this character is junk. I don't fucking know. Fucking game. Fucking all over the place. And, yeah, and then fucking later on, I fucking, again, fucking talk about the game, fucking, but not spoil too much. I killed some, one of the major bosses, like fucking one of the key guys that they show in the fucking opening, one of the fucking main guys you get a fucking kill, but, and then, you know, there's a fucking, like, a trick or, like, a gimmick to him or whatever. I just gotta leave it, you know, again, kind of vague, but, you know, once you fucking figure it out, I mean, you can fucking, like, hack at him and shit, just like normal, but it'll take forever. It probably is possible. You'd fucking be sitting there for fucking hours. But, I mean, this fucking one, like, trick you gotta do, and it's kind of cool. And just fucking, you know, I get the basic idea. You know, I fucking, again, I'm fucking, you know, people leave, like, messages everywhere on the ground, like, fucking, you know, other players leave fucking messages, and fucking leading up to him, I'm reading them. Like, I get, you know, between reading those and just fucking going into his area and looking, it's like, alright, I kind of get the basic idea of what I'm supposed to do, but it's just fucking, so I got what I needed, and then it's fucking like, I'm like, alright, so I get the idea, and then I'm fucking going in, I'm like, this still isn't fucking working, like, what the fuck's going on, like, fucking, like, I couldn't really figure it out. I'm like, fucking, I wonder, like, I'm going back. I'm fucking, like, again, like, upgrading, like, whatever. Just fucking, like, what's, like, fucking not right? And then it fucking just, like, between, like, again, me trying and fucking reading the messages, it just fucking, it just clicked. Then I'm like, fucking, oh, I try it. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking, like, when I figured it out, I'm like, dude, this is fucking amazing. Just fuck. It's so good and fucking creative. It's fucking, yeah. I hadn't seen anything like that in the fucking series before. I mean, it's just so cool. Just fucking, you know, one of those things I'll fucking remember. Just fucking remember for fucking a long time. It's just so fucking, like, crazy, you know what I mean? It's fucking between, like, what you're supposed to do and just fucking, like, the people leaving the messages, like, how, like, creative they got to, like, you know, it's not like you can just fucking write, like, do this and that, like, it's fucking, so it's just kind of like you're reading it, like, alright, whatever, this is fucking dumb, not paying attention, then it's, like, fucking, after dying, like, five times, I'm like, alright, stop, read this, and fucking, like, ah, okay, maybe they mean this, and I fucking try it, and I'm like, dude, alright, that fucking works, and that's fucking incredible. So just, like, between, again, the trial and error, and fucking just, like, dude, this fucking, the way people fucking, like, you know, puzzled that out is just fucking amazing, and just, yeah, just fucking awesome. It's just fucking, you know, so fucking impressed with that shit. It's just cool. So, and then fucking after that boss, I get to another boss, and then I'm like, fucking, alright, what's the gimmick here? And it's fucking, there's no gimmick, it's just fucking like a straight fight, and I just fucking, just a wall, just fucking woof, right in the fucking, just hard as balls. I died like fucking, yeah, probably, the thing probably killed me like 40 fucking times, like, not to fucking, not to give it away, but I mean, it's like fucking, this is gonna fucking take me forever, and it fucking did. So, alright, take a break, and I was still going through Dark Souls afterwards, so, yeah, don't get cute. All right, we are back deep in Lothric lore. More Dark Souls coming to you. Told you. Don't get fucking cute. Don't get. Don't think it's gonna be a bright spot in this fucking podcast. As never. It's fucking soul. I like my fucking souls like I like my fucking women. Fucking dark as night. Fucking hard. Hard and fucking horrible. And, ugly. So Dark Souls, I'm fucking, this time was fucking fighting this fucking boss, and again, it's fucking just like, oh, I'm going through this fucking game. Yeah, a couple spots, a couple fucking bosses, just fucking like, fucking fucking brick walls, you know what I mean? For a little bit, but just fucking like, alright, just fucking, take a fucking breath, just go back, try again, and fucking, you know, it's just like fucking whatever. Even if I fucking lost, it's just like something you can fuck. I'd look at and be like, all right, I can do this. Just get, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, just fucking have a good run. I'll be all right, and fucking after whatever. Some of them might have taken me like whatever 10-20 tries or whatever. But it's still just like fucking the guy. I can just feel that I got this. You know what I mean? But just hit this one. I mean, fucking, I'll be kind of vague, but fucking like whatever. It's not gonna matter for, even if I fucking say the name, because it's fucking just like whatever. It doesn't really mean much, but just say it's the dancer. When you get to the dancing boss, that's the one. That was the one at that point. I'm like, oh man, this is fucking rough. Like I'm fucking, I mean, if I had to guess, it'd probably just like, no, I think fucking kick my goddamn ass. And if I had to fucking take a guess at like how many times, I'd like fucking maybe before like to like 20 times maybe, but at the most of fucking all the other bosses, this one probably like 50. Like I was just fucking at the point where I'm like, what the fuck? Like this is just fucking like brutal. And from there on out, there's like fucking like two bosses afterwards. I think they might have been a little bit easier than fucking this. This is the one. This is like the fucking, what the hell was it? And fucking The Witcher 2, like the fucking Hydra or whatever the fuck that was. You had to fight. It was a fucking Hydra. I can't remember. I remember fucking like Witcher 2. It was just like fucking that wall at the fucking like the end of like Act 1 or whatever. It was just like so fucking hard. Like this is the one. It was just like fucking like, oh man, if this fucking gets harder from here, I'm fucking, I don't know, I might just fucking immolate my fucking self, like, I don't know, but, yeah, so fucking, yeah, the dancer, if you're playing the game, fucking, that's all I'll say, is fucking have fun with that fucker, because, Jesus, fuck, again, like, when I fucking beat it, it was kind of cheap, like, I kind of cheesed it, just because it was, again, I was, like, looking after, this is after the fucking, the big, like, gimmick boss, where it's, like, once you figure out the gimmick, it's, like, oh, it's just a cool fucking fight, like, it's not really hard, but, the dancer is like fucking, I'm like, alright, well, where's the, after fucking get my ass kicked like fucking 20 times, so, well, where's the gimmick to this? And as far as I know, there isn't one. It's just fucking like, just fight this fucking thing, and the thing fucking sucks, and it's fucking, it's rough. You know, I'd fucking, again, I kind of cheesed it, like, the patterns it had is fucking like, alright, this string of attacks, like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm just getting fucking just, If I get fucking caught in that, I'm just fucking done. So it's fucking like, as soon as I thought I was gonna do that, I'd fucking just run the fuck away and just fucking like run behind a fucking pillar, and the thing would get like stuck behind the fucking pillar, and then like, all right, it's done. Fucking go in and still get my ass kicked pretty bad, but just the fucking cheapest way I could fucking do it. Yeah, I'm just fucking, you know, run away and fuck, you know, really fucking cheap fucking tanky fucking shit, and it was still fucking brutal. It was rough. It was one of those fucking after facing, it's like, man, it's one of her like other like character builds or whatever, like how they do like facing this shit, like if you know, this is giving me a fucking pain, this is just such a pain in the ass. And like some of the other bosses I thought were pretty easy, and just fucking like, I wonder if like, you know, if you're a fucking, like, a ranged character, or, like, a fucking magic user or some shit, like, it would just be, like, fucking, you run right through that one, and the other ones would give you a fucking hard time. It's just, like, yeah, it's just so many fucking different builds and weapons you can use in the game. It's, like, you gotta wonder, like, how it's balanced like that. I don't know. Again, I fucking haven't really strayed away from the fucking shield and fucking sword, even though a lot of the bosses don't fucking bother using a fucking shield. It's not like you're going to fucking, like, stagger or fucking... No, you might be able to fucking parry him, I don't know. But it's just fucking, like, usually, like, after fucking, you know, the big fucking, you know, giant bosses is fucking, like, oh, whatever, you just fucking, like, two-hand anyway, you just switch over and just fucking... You're pretty much just rolling. Yeah, it's fucking, you know, one of those things I wonder, just fucking, like, you know, how the game's fucking balanced, or is just fucking, you know, just those fucking bosses that get fucking stomped on, you know what I mean? It just gets so fucked up. And it's, you know, and maybe it makes you wonder, like, should I just fucking go and, like, level up or fucking, you know, level my equipment up and just fucking, like, get at that fucking, the dancer. I'm like, I have a fucking plus eight fucking weapon. And, you know, it's just fucking at that point, like, I don't know fucking what I would have to do to get a fucking a plus nine or whatever. I mean, you only get a couple one in like a playthrough. So I think there's two or three like the items you need to fucking like max it out to fucking like plus 10. It's like fucking like this should be pretty fucking good. I mean, like, you know, again, I did no fucking like I never did a fucking grinding run. It was just fucking like, you know, it was pretty careful. I mean, like, fucking whatever. If I dropped a fucking ton of souls, I'd fucking go back and like get them. And if I was close to like leveling up, I'd fucking pop some, you know what I mean, to fucking get it up so I fucking didn't have anything to lose if I fucking died. But so, I mean, that was it. Just fucking, yeah, so I beat that motherfucker, the fucking dancer or whatever. I'm just fucking thinking, like, you know what I mean? But, like, that must be close to the fucking end of the game. It was so fucking, like, brutal. But no, just keeps going. And it's like, after that, it's fucking these two fucking branching areas, and it's fucking, like, one of those deals where it's like, all right, well, after that, like, what's next, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I tried going, like, a little ways down, like, both of them, and both the paths, you know, both the choices they give you, and they're both fucking brutal. And, like, just the normal enemies and the fucking, those paths are fucking brutal. One of them looks fucking, like, spooky and cool, and the other one's fucking just a lot of poison or whatever. But I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'll leave the spooky one for last. I went down the fucking, the poison one. But it wasn't too bad, and fucking I unlocked, you know, a couple shortcuts and shit doing that. And I fucking, again, just fucking, like, it was just weird. I wonder how other people play, like, you know, the trouble they have is fucking the next boss I go up to. Before I get to him, there's all these fucking, you know, you see the fucking fog door and shit, and there's all these fucking, and the guys out, you know, regular guys again, outside, just the normal fucking guys in the area guarding them are fucking pain in the ass. They were fucking, like, you know what I mean, like, they'd fucking kill me a couple times. They were fucking hard to get through, and it's one of those deals, too. It's like, well, you know, like, fucking whatever, I want to fucking, like, go through and kill everything, like, once, you know what I mean, just to see, like, if they drop something cool or, like, whatever, or just so I can clear the area out and fucking, like, explore around without getting, like, fucking, like, you know, harassed or whatever. But once I know, like, fucking, like, alright, this area is fucking pretty well fucking, like, explored or whatever, and, like, you know, you find the boss. Once you find the boss, and it's just fucking like you just fucking run through. I mean, it's a fucking smart thing to do is just do fucking like boss runs. You know, fucking bonfire, just fucking run and roll through fucking everything just to the fucking boss door so you have fucking full health. But I get to the fucking, you know, to the boss door, and there's all these fucking notes on the ground, fucking like tears and you know, shit like that, fucking despair ahead and fucking, you know, praise the fucking partner and shit, like saying like they, you know, they had to fucking call somebody in to fucking help them with this fucking thing. I was just thinking again after that fucking that dancer that was just such a fucking pain in the fucking balls, I'm just thinking, dude, like, fuck, you know what I mean, fucking Jesus Christ, yeah, to even get to this place, like these people had to have fucking killed that thing. So it's like, and they're fucking saying this fucking thing's a fucking pain in the ass, like fucking all these warning fucking notes and shit. I'm like, this is gonna be brutal. And I go in, I just fucked it up, like, I just murdered the fucking thing, like, no problem. It's just, you know, two or three tries, like, once I get fucking the basic patterns down, it's like, this thing's fucking toast, like, it wasn't even a fucking problem. I usually, you know, the first couple times, I don't even try to, like, fucking, like, really, like, you know, I'm not fucking trying to kill the thing, I'm just fucking watching his fucking patterns and shit. Just fucking, you know, thinking it's fucking, too easy or whatever. I mean, maybe there's a fucking hidden trick or something I missed. Like, I don't know. Probably is. I mean, fucking again, I just couldn't figure out what the fuck. I just fucking murdered the fucking thing. And then, behind that was a fucking dead end. I'm thinking like, all right, I can just fucking double back to where those, you know, the two paths split and fucking, then I fucking hit a wall behind that. And there's a fucking a secret passage, and I'm like, fucking, all right, cool. And then fucking, like, no, not just a passage, this giant fucking secret fucking area. Like, it is ridiculously big. It's fucking pitch black, and it's fucking, it's almost like the starting area of the game, but it's fucking, everything's just, like, fucking, like, pitch black. You can't see, like, fucking 2 feet in front of you. And it's fucking, you find, like, this dark version of a, I mean, it's a little bit different. The enemies are a lot harder and shit. They're all fucking, like, different than, I found this fucking, dark version of fucking Firelink Shrine, you know what I mean, where you fucking go and you level up and shit, and there's fucking, and no bonfire there, and fucking, old lady there, and she's fucking just saying, like, weird and, like, cryptic shit, and, I'm like, fucking another dead end, like, this fucking is a weird, you know what I mean, it's not like, ah, it's a, like, just a weird fucking secret area or whatever. Then, again, fucking, whatever, who knows, the game's so fucking, like, cryptic, dude, I have fucking no clue, and it's just fucking, you know, it seems like another dead end, it's like, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking go around and just fucking smack some walls like a fucking piece of shit, you know, it's just standard operating procedure. If you think something's a fucking dead end, you just fucking hit walls and fucking see what's going on. I find another secret room, so it's like, you know, a fucking secret inside of a fucking secret area inside of a fucking secret. It's just fucking Jesus Christ. I'm like, what is this? And it's fucking, there's an item there, and fucking, is it something cool? Cool sword? No, here's some eyes. Just fucking, just eyes. All right. Huh. Fucking weird. I read the description, something about, these are the eyes of a fucking firekeeper. Again, I'm not a fucking lore guy, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, I know the firekeeper is the one I go to level up at, but, okay. So if I can just, you know, go back to the fucking regular fucking Firelink Shrine, talk to the fucking firekeeper, the real one, and fucking, you know, this is one of those, you know, it's just, I get, like, super fucking anxious. It's fucking, like, it says something about, like, having eyes for a fucking firekeeper is fucking forbidden, and, if she accepts them, the fucking world will be devoid of all light, and fucking, like, you sure you want me to have these? And fucking, I'm like, what? Wait, what the fuck? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, fucking, like, doubling back, like, dude, I'm fucking, like, super anxious, like, you know what I mean? Just fucking, just, like, one of those instances, I'm just fucking, like, staring at, you know, it gives the option, do you want me to have these? Yes or no? I'm just fucking, like, you know, fuck me. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know what the fuck you're asking me. And just, I don't know. You know, like, what is this going to do to the fucking game? I'm just, like, you know, going through my head, like, you know what I mean? She's saying something about, like, you know, light, the world devoid of fucking light, and just fucking, like, you know what I mean? Is if I do this, is it going to fucking light up the bonfire at the fucking dark fucking Firelink Shrine? Is it going to take me to, like, another secret area? Like, I have fucking no goddamn clue. I mean, like, who the fuck knows? Is he going to fucking snuff out, like, every fucking bonfire in the fucking game? Am I just going to be like, fuck? Like, is this going to fucking, like, end the game, like, completely? Or, you know, it's going to make, you know, all the enemies in the fucking game, like, 10 times fucking harder. I'm not going to be able to fucking reverse it. And just, like, I don't know. I mean, fucking, like, just fucking, like, all right. So, no, you know, I'm not going to give into her. Just fucking, I'll just hang on to these eyes for now, I guess. Just, you know, last resort. Maybe if I'm fucking go to, like, the last boss, I'll fucking give him to her and see what the fuck happens. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just fucking, you know. Again, fucking, I ended up beating the game, and fuck, after I beat it, I fucking looked through, like, a wiki. It's just fucking, it's all this fucking weird, obscure shit I fucking missed. You know what I mean? It's fucking just Dark Souls how it is. So, that's it. So again, I was saying, I fucking, you know, I beat the game. I think it took me about fucking 50 hours or so to fucking beat it, and ended up straight level 100. And again, no fucking, like, no fucking grinding, no nothing. I had this fucking cool fucking melted wolf helmet and cathedral knight armor. So yeah, after beating the game, I was fucking, if you can't tell after fucking like whatever, an hour or so of fucking talking about it. So yeah, it's really fucking good. Again, I'd say it's like, I fucking love fucking Dark Souls 1. I wasn't too hard on Dark Souls 2 or fucking, I just thought Bloodborne was just too small and fucking easy or whatever, but if I had to like put it somewhere, I mean, fucking if that like Dark Souls 1 is a fucking like masterpiece, you know what I mean? Just fucking, again, maybe a little biased. It was the first fucking Souls game I played. I mean, there was fucking Demon Souls before that I didn't play, so I still don't play it because it was fucking only on PS3, which I didn't have and still don't. Before that, there were even fucking other games called Kingsfield, I guess, is before fucking even Demon's Souls. It was on like PS1 and like PS2 and shit. Haven't played those, but if I had to fucking like rank Dark Souls 3, I mean, I'd put it like just like a small fucking notch below fucking Dark Souls 1, which I thought was a fucking masterpiece. Like, I thought it was fucking one of the best games I've ever fucking played, you know? It's just like a small step down, only because, I mean, it's a little too straightforward. I mean, fucking, yeah, there's a lot of, again, this is still a fucking secret, giant secret area, and a fucking, supposedly one of the fucking hardest bosses in the fucking entire series I haven't fucking even beat yet. So this is my fucking goal the second time through, to fucking, you know, go through that area and fucking fight that boss or whatever. But again, fucking, it's just a fucking Dark Souls 1 is a fucking one of the best games I've ever played. I mean, this is still one of the best games I fucking played. I guess I just put it like a fucking, just a little notch below that, just because of the, like, again, just the fucking, the world of Dark Souls 1 I fucking loved. It was all, like, interconnected and shit, and fucking, you know, 3 does a little bit of that, but just, like, and again, like, the environments and shit in 3 are fucking, like, awesome and fucking, you know, they're ridiculously fucking, you know, huge and fucking, they look amazing, but I just fucking really, like, fucking like the connectedness of fucking Dark Souls 1. So yeah, good game. Yeah, again, it's fucking immediately after the credits of the game, just fucking this message pops up. It's like, do you want to start Journey 2, which is like fucking, you know, new game plus or whatever. I'm just fucking like, well, thinking, I'm just fucking like after the credits, I'm just like, yep. I'm just fucking just go right into it again. Just fucking start playing. I mean, it's so good. So I started going through, it was fucking like, I wonder what's different. It seems like it's the same. I mean, the enemies are fucking leveled up. I mean, you know what I mean? I still like fucking, you know, one or two hits for fucking the beginning guys or whatever. I mean, you still have all your shit and you're still leveled up. Yeah, I mean, fucking, I thought it had been so long, so if, whatever, 50 hours later, I fucking fought the first boss. I'm like, is this, like, different? Is this, like, shit change up from fucking the first time around? But then I fucking started that new character, and I'm like, nah, it's still the same shit. That's it again. You know, I started the new fucking character or whatever, and just fucking like fucked around with him. Then I'm like, let's go back and fucking, you know, this guy has all this shit. He's already fucking leveled up. And if I'm gonna go through and fucking, you know, fight that boss and try to fucking find shit I missed, I might as well just do it on the fucking character that's leveled up rather than fucking deal with like the bullshit, you know. As I said, I was pretty goddamn thorough. I was pretty impressed with fucking, you know, smacking walls and fucking trying shit, but yeah, I just fucking missed, as far as I know, as far as major, like, areas go, I just missed that one fucking area, which is, again, pretty fucking big, you know what I mean? It's a fucking weird thing, how you gotta fucking get there, too. Again, I haven't fucking done it, and it's fucking just, like, I guess you can do it, like, whenever, but, yeah, it's fucking this spot, and I fucking actually took a picture at the spot, and you gotta do like a certain fucking gesture at this fucking spot, and it's fucking funny because I don't think I had that certain gesture you needed, but I actually took a fucking like a screenshot because I'm like, this is fucking weird. It's fucking just like people like sitting there and like whatever, and it's fucking like just seem like kind of conspicuous, I guess. But I'm like, fucking, it just fucking looks cool anyway. I just fucking like sat there and took a screenshot. I'm like, that's cool, and it's fucking like somewhere to whatever, just a cool looking spot, and I just fucking like moved on. But that was the spot, but it wasn't the right fucking like gesture I did, you know what I mean? I just thought it was funny. I almost figured it out on my own again. It's fucking like ridiculous cryptic shit. Yeah, then fucking, you know, I guess there's multiple endings, of course. I got one, and you know, they're all fucking super cryptic as fucking usual. And then, you know, the end boss, I mean, fucking, it was really, like, two, it was fucking, like, you know, one fucking, pretty nasty one, then you fight the fucking end boss, like, right afterwards. No, that's no fucking joke, but man, that fucking, that dancer, man, I'm telling you, yeah, fucking Jesus Christ, that fucking, it was such a bitch. But you know, after that, I mean, as hard as those last two were, it's like, this isn't, you know what I mean? Fucking 20-30 tries, I'll fucking take that fucking standing on my fucking head, because it's not fucking like ridiculous like that goddamn dancer. Pretty straightforward too. Just fucking whatever. Those last two, just fucking, all right, learn their fucking patterns, learn their fucking tells, and just fucking slash away, and they'll die. Yeah. In conclusion, I mean, I got to fucking write a review at some point, I guess. I mean, I guess you had to stop playing the game first and fucking, you know what I mean, then you have to write it. But, so, yeah, Dark Souls 3, yeah, it's neat. I really enjoyed it. I mean, again, it's fucking, I just keep playing. Like, fucking, you know, I fucking, one of those deals, I'm like, fucking, my fucking backlog and blah, 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 and I should fucking play something I could fucking just write a fucking review for or, like, whatever. But it's fucking, like, stop playing something else I'm like, I'm gonna keep playing Dark Souls, I guess. Yeah, I mean, fucking, just, you know, after you beat it and you see those fucking credits, just fucking, it feels like I fucking went deep into the fucking abyss and dug my way out of a fucking hole and, you know, see the sun for the first time and just fucking, first time in years and, yeah, whatever. That's Dark Souls. Anyway, we're going to move on from Dark Souls for now. I mean, I'm sure I'll talk about it more afterwards, but, yeah, again, I want to try to get through this other stuff, that nobody cares about. It's just not fucking Dark Souls. I mean, come on. Gears of War 4 beta. I got the code, you know, for fucking playing, Ultimate Edition or whatever. You know, I played through and I only played probably like a, you know, half dozen games or so. And, you know, after a few games, well, fucking, it looks, it feels, and it plays like Gears of War. You know, whether that's a good or a bad thing, I mean, fucking, it depends how you feel about that, I guess. I mean, I do like fucking, do like Gears, but it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I feel like I've fucking played this game like fucking three times, you know what I mean? It's got like a Gears 1 vibe, a little 3 mixed in, I guess, and fucking, and just like the maps that are in the fucking beta anyway, they all fucking just remind me of like Gears 1 maps. They're all fucking, you know, just, you know, really basic, fucking symmetrical, simple. It's fucking, gameplay is all fucking nashers and fucking wall bouncing and, you know, fucking that cheap fucking third person, just, you know, hide around a corner, wait till somebody fucking walks by and just spam the trigger and hope you fucking, you know, instant kill them. You know, it feels a little bit fucking like janky and fucking glitchy and shit, and it's a fucking beta, whatever. That's also just kind of how Gears is too. It feels kind of like fucking, you know, kind of fucking janky, you know what I mean? Just fucking all the wall bouncing and wall canceling and shit just looks fucking pretty, you know, can look pretty cheesy and shit. You know, a lot of the shit people bitch about, you know, they bitch and they moan about fucking, oh, you know, what makes Gears Gears, you know what I mean? Again, I'm someone who fucking, I love Gears. I've been playing fucking Gears of War since fucking Gears of War came out fucking day one, and, you know, online probably like fucking day three after I beat the fucking campaign, you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, Gears 1 just, you know, it's like fucking, you know, you look back at it and it's like, man, it was fun and shit, but it's fucking like a lot of it just felt like fucking, it's just fucking like some shit they threw in, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it was fun, but it's fucking like, this is a cool, like, fucking, base, you know what I mean? Base for a fucking good multiplayer game. Then, you know, they gotta fix the shit eventually, you know? Like, the fuck, again, the wall bouncing and just the fucking overpowered fucking Nasher shotgun and all that shit. You know, then progressively it got better, like, fucking, as, you know, through 2 and 3. And then, but they did fucking fix completely in fucking, this game called fucking Gears of War Judgment. And, I'll keep saying it. Fucking Judgment is, by fucking far, the best Gears of War multiplayer. And fuck, you know, I love that game. And then playing the fucking beta for fucking 4 just feels like this fucking giant, like, step back, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's just like, it's back to, like, almost like Gears 1 level. It just, you know what I mean? This feels like a fucking, something kind of, like, tacked on and fucking, like, janky, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was fucking, this is like a hardcore, like, fucking, like, fucking, I'm like the hardcore fucking MLG fucking, hardcore and fucking quotes fucking Gears of War base. And it's just fucking, you know what I mean? I'm sure they're like, oh, this is great. That was the best one I could fucking roll and fucking wall cancel. And like, I seen fucking like, clips of people like fucking like, just look so dumb. Like people like fucking like wall cancel. Like, you know, there'll be like two walls to like their left and their right. And they keep fucking going like fucking, you know, wall, you know, fucking going left to right, like fucking wall bounce, and they fucking cancel, and they're fucking like pretty much like sliding left and right, and they're fucking like invincible as they're doing it, and they fucking like, you know, the guy's fucking shooting at him, the guy's fucking sliding at him like a million miles an hour, like fucking shooting left and right, and then he fucking rolls behind him and fucking like kills him with a shotgun, and it's like, dude, that's fucking, it looks really dumb, and it's fucking pretty bad, and fucking plays like shit, you know what I mean? So I just fight again. I fight playing. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Here this shit goes again. It's fucking, you know, it feels like an old game already. You know what I mean? It fucking just, you know, between like fucking Halo and whatever, Titanfall, fucking, you know, Call of Duty's going all fucking speed. You know, it's all, you know, all these fucking new games are all this fucking speed, quick movement, and fucking, you know, Doom or whatever, you know, fucking getting fucking vertical, getting high, and you know what I mean, fucking, you know, being, you know, smooth fucking movement, smooth quick fucking movement, and fucking jumping and shit, and fucking playing this, just like, oh, Jesus, fucking just feels like so, you know, it just feels like so fucking like old already. Again, I'm gonna buy fucking Gears of War. I mean, just fucking, I'll play it for the fucking the campaign. And it's, you know, it's gonna stay that same fucking vibe as the fucking beta. I mean, that's all the multiplayer is gonna be. Just here's more Gears, more fucking Gears multiplayer. You know what I mean? Just fucking stepping back to fucking, again, I want fucking classic Gears of War, like fucking campaign. Like that sounds fucking great. It's fucking, you know, survival horror, like fucking, you know, close quarters. Just fuck, you know what I mean? That shit, like that's great. But the fucking in the multiplayer, no. Again, I feel like I fucking played that like 3 fucking times. You know, yeah, it's not like fucking, like, you know, people say like, oh, you fucking, you'll play Halo and shit. That's just this fucking same shit over and over. It's not, though. Like, if you play fucking like all the Halos, like if you've ever played like the fucking Master Chief Collection or whatever, and played like obviously 5, just fucking they fucking refine everything and they fucking move shit forward, and it's, you know what I mean, it's constantly fucking evolving. And this is fucking, the Gears fucking, just feels like a Gears 4. It feels like a fucking map pack, like a literal fucking, like, just like, oh, here's a map pack for fucking old Gears. Like, that's what it feels like. So, we'll see. I don't know. Again, hopefully the fucking campaign's like the fucking Dark Souls of fucking Gears of War games. Who knows? And then fucking, like, actual fucking full games I've played besides Dark Souls is, you know, Dirt Rally I talked about before. And, I keep playing it and just fucking, man, it's some fucking intense fucking shit, man. It's some intense fucking driving, I'll tell you that. It's fucking, you know, I'm trying, you know, you can set, like, sliders and shit and fucking how difficult or realistic you want it to be. I'm trying to make it, you know, pretty close to a simulation. You know, no restarts. Although at this point, I'm like, fucking, I'm fucking just like, I went through lost a couple like series, and it's just like, man, that sucks. I went through like a fucking hour, and I fucking, you know what I mean? I gotta do it again. So I've just gotta loosen that up a little bit. We're all fucking restart. Like, I got like 50, you gotta get like at least the top 3 for the intent, for the series, which is like fucking, I don't know, like fucking 20, 30 races or whatever. If I just get like a shit one, I'm just like, fuck it, I'll just fucking restart. You know, if I wreck my car or something, I'll just fucking restart the entire race or whatever. But, yeah, it's pretty fucking brutal. I mean, fucking, moving up into the higher race series, and just like the tracks and shit are fucking longer and shit, and fucking is more like, just again, the fucking, it's really fucking like technical, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, the one I'm on now is all just fucking like loose gravel, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you just think like, oh, the car's gonna slide around. It's so like different, like everything, like, depending on what you're driving on, like the ice and shit, and the fucking, you know, that loose gravel is like, man, my fucking tires can't even like fucking like get any grip, and you're fucking like, you know, hitting the fucking gas, your tires are just fucking spinning, you're fucking, you know, bumping around and shit. It's fucking pretty rough. Yeah, it's nothing like fucking, you know, hit a fucking jump and just fucking lose control and fuck, you know what I mean? Hit the jump the wrong way, just fucking in midair, you just see fucking trees coming at you. Just like, fuck, it's fucking intense. One of those games, you can't fucking look away for a fucking second, you know? Like, I'll be fucking like, you know, I'll have fucking my stream on as I'm streaming it on fucking the monitor, like, you know, small monitor next to my TV, and it's fucking like, you know, every now and then I'll fucking glance over and just see, like, fucking make sure it's still streaming or whatever. If I do that during the race, if I can look back, I'm like, oh, well, I'm dead. I just fucked myself over. So I gotta break that fucking habit. You know, again, fucking the other racing series I'm real into, fucking Forza, it's just fucking, you know, racing that, it's just kind of like, hey, you know what I mean? I fucking, you know the tracks after a couple times. Like, I fucking know them like the back of my hand, you know what I mean? I'll be fucking smoking a butt playing it, and fucking, you know, if I keep saying I want to fucking be able to play fucking music as I'm fucking racing, just like, you know, just fucking whatever. It's pretty, again, that's another like sim, but it's just fucking like, oh, here's a fucking straightaway, then a fucking couple turns and like whatever, and like fucking once you get some room in between you, it's like fucking, ah, oh, it's fucking whatever, just go. And pretty relaxed for the most part. Fucking, yeah, so racing, but I'll be whatever. Fucking dirt rally, I'm just fucking like completely fucking focused, you know what I mean? My fucking co-pilot's like, you know, I'm trying to fucking listen to everything, like, you know, the co-pilot's telling you what's coming up, like turns and shit. I'm trying to fucking completely focused on that too. You know, fucking, I can get pretty fucking funny. He's always like wicked calm, you know what I mean? Just fucking, oh, you know, right six over bump, fucking, down two acute right, and fucking like whatever. I'm fucking flying through the fucking air, and we're just supposed to go off a fucking cliff, you know what I mean? The guy should be fucking freaking the fuck out. Like, you know, we're gonna die, dude. Like, fucking, yeah, you should probably be fucking concerned about that. Yeah, again, I fucking, the series I fucking compare it to is Forza, just because I'm fucking like whatever. That's the one I fucking know the most. Yeah, you know, I had a few fucking straight like concrete and fucking asphalt races. And so like that's where I can fucking compare it to Forza. It's just fucking like, you know, it sticks out. I mean, the fucking the drive, like the simulation or whatever, the fucking physics, dude, they're not like near like fucking like Forza level, like good, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel nearly as good as fucking like Forza or as realistic. You know, once you get on fucking like concrete, it's like, ah, this feels kind of loose and like arcadey or whatever. But again, it fucking makes up for it just because it has all like the weather and fucking all that shit and fucking the different surfaces. But, again, they're just fucking, just different games. I mean, they're both really good. You know, I got fucking tons of races I gotta fucking do. I've only passed one series. I failed another. There's just a ton. Yeah, it's fucking just brutal fucking tense fucking racing. You could almost say it's like the Dark Souls of fucking racing games if you had to. And then, you know, another beta I played, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which I don't know, I got a random beta code. No idea why. I didn't fucking sign up for it or nothing. I wasn't complaining. Just fucking sent me a code for fucking Xbox One. I like the first Mirror's Edge, so I'm like, alright, whatever. It's just kind of a cool first person fucking you know, traversal fucking platforming fucking whatever. You know, not much combat, just a lot of just fucking like running and fucking jumping off walls and shit. Almost like a first person like Prince of Persia or some shit. That's pretty good. I liked it. Only thing I fucking hated about it is fucking all the cutscenes in the game. It was all like cartoon, just fucking animation. animated like fucking shit. And it has like the art style of fucking the old like Erin Insurance commercials, if you remember those. I don't know if you did, hopefully not. It just looks fucking like super fucking cheap and fucking shitty, and that didn't fit the game. It was fucking stuck out. Just fucking stuck out. It was never, I think, I hated it so much. Just fucking like, Mirror's Edge, that was cool. Wait, those fucking shitty goddamn fucking shitty fucking cutscenes. That's right. Fuck that. But still a pretty good game. But, and the new game was supposed to be, Catalyst is supposed to be out in the middle of May. It got pushed back to early June, which kind of sucks because if it was out in fucking middle of May, it would have been right in my vacation. And would have had a good fucking lineup of new games to play with fucking Doom and fucking Homefront and Mirror's Edge. That would have been nice, but whatever. I mean, fucking at this point, I'll probably just end up playing fucking Dark Souls over and over anyway for a fucking week when I'm off. I mean, fucking, my impressions of after playing the fucking the beta, I mean, it seems all right. I wasn't exactly fucking blown away by it. I mean, the graphics are a little bit too like clean and shit. I mean, I understand it's still a beta. I mean, who knows? Controls feel a little bit loose. It's not a, you know, use like a left bumper to jump, and you fucking use it a lot, and that alone's like not great. You know, you could fuck around with it, I guess, do like an actual button, but it's not a great idea. It's hard to tell like what you're doing. Like if you have to like hold it or fucking just press it to fucking jump. I mean, there's like certain like things you like fucking, there'll be like a crate on the ground you can like catapult off of and fucking give you like a boost, and you have to like hold the button and just fucking like auto jumps almost. And like other times, like, oh, you hit a wall, you can't hold it, you have to fucking press it or you fucking fail. And it's just kind of like, yeah, it's kind of tough to fucking just tell. This is a little fucked up. Or it's like you're fucking like balancing on a fucking pipe, and it's like, oh, you gotta fucking move the stick like left and right to fucking balance, and that just feels like you're fucking all over the place, you're fucking drunk or some shit. But that's how fucking Mirror's Edge 1 was too. It's just fucking like, it feels a little looser. Then when it all comes together and you're fucking running like full speed, you know, across rooftops, and you're fucking ninja gating in up fucking walls, fucking jumping left and right and fucking chaining jumps and shit, it feels pretty fucking cool. And then fucking like, this feels awesome. And then like you fucking hit some bullshit and it's like, dude, what the fuck was that? Like, you know what I mean? It just didn't work. And then it just pisses you off. Again, it's all right. Just not super impressed. Like, it might be okay. I don't know. It's tough to fucking go back to that fucking Mirror's Edge, because fucking played fucking Dying Light, and fucking they had some of the same like parkour shit too. It's just I felt a little bit better, and there's so much more to it. Like fucking Mirror's Edge is almost like completely just fucking, the point of the game is to fucking run around and fucking do these jumps and shit. But Dying Light, obviously, there's fucking this guy, is this fucking like RPG fucking zombie killing fucking gory shit with all these fucking like upgrades and fucking crazy like hidden shit like on top of it. It's just kind of tough to go back. Here's Mirror's Edge, just fucking run around and some fucking shitty fucking combat, like whatever. Mirror's Edge just feels more like a racing game on foot, I guess. Hopefully, if it's fucking smoother than the fucking the beta, it might be okay again. But if not, I don't know. Play Dying Light, because that's kind of like the Dark Souls of fucking parkour games. Small update. It's fucking to Friday the 13th, the game I talked about. I've been talking about it for a while, since like fucking, I don't know, like October or some shit. New videos came out of PAX East, I guess, which I didn't fucking go to, because I went to once, and it was a fucking nightmare, because it's fucking just crowded with fucking sweaty, gross people, and it's fucking ridiculous. They dropped the fucking a couple trailers that not gameplay, but the trailers made with in-game assets and you know, what they're using right now to build the fucking game, you know? Still early. I mean, the game is not coming out till this October, but what they have, and the trailers look really fucking good. The first trailer was just a fucking a girl hiding under a bed, and it's fucking first person view, which I wish the fucking game was, from, you know what I mean? It's only third person, but whatever. A girl hiding under the fucking bed, and fucking Jason hacks down the door like it's the fucking Shining. Looks around, fucking sees the girl, and just walks up to her, lifts the axe, and the fucking girl screams, just cuts to black, you know, fucking Friday the 13th, the game, like, whatever. Again, not the best trailer, and it's kind of pissed me off that they're showing it from the first-person view, again, because that's what I wanted the game to be, when you play the fucking counselors anyway, it's all fucking first-person, you know, that'd be pretty cool, but it's not, it's all fucking third-person, but whatever. Jason looks pretty fucking cool. Yeah, you can tell it's fucking Kane Hodder doing the fucking, the motion capture and shit. It looks fucking perfect. It looks really cool. Second trailer is way fucking better. I fucking posted that to the site because, I'm not going to fucking write reviews, so fuck it, here's some fucking shit. It just starts out with the camera floating around a cabin. The cabin looks fucking pretty much identical to, I think it's part six. I think it must be six. It's fucking the cabin in six. I get the fucking movies mixed up, but as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that was fucking pretty cool. It looks fucking just like it. And then it moves over to a barn. You hear a fucking girl screaming, and just fucking, cuts to Jason holding the fucking broad's head in the doorway, and just fucking slammed it on her like five times, and then slamming her head in the fucking doorway, like with the door like five times, so her fucking head just pops. It's pretty brutal. Pretty cool. Looks great. I think the game is probably gonna be the Dark Souls of fucking multiplayer games. That was that. If you want to fucking just again see the trailer on the site or whatever, it's fucking pretty cool looking. Then real quick, PlayStation had a flash sale that's over. Because again, once again, don't fucking come to me for breaking game news. I picked up a couple things cheap. Fucking just throw it on the backlog, I guess. Fucking Manhunt. The original fucking Manhunt for like $7. That shitty game, The Order. Fucking that PS4 game, which is supposed to be really bad, but fucking it's supposed to be pretty. Supposed to be shit, but I'm like, fucking $8, dude, fuck it. It's just a shit game I can just, fucking sit there and fucking play for like 5 hours and write a fucking review about it. Godzilla game for fucking $15, which is supposedly trash, but I'm just hoping it's fucking bad enough that it's fucking funny. And then, God of War 3, again, one of those fucking PS3 games that I hadn't fucking played. I didn't have a fucking PS3, but I'm like, whatever, if I fucking get that eventually. And it was like fucking like whatever, $10-$12 or something, so fuck it. Grab that, just more shit to fucking throw on the fucking backlog as I play fucking Dark Souls. Then, quick again, I'm trying to hurry it up because I have to fucking piss. I'm like holding my fucking dick, trying not to fucking piss myself right now. Game of Thrones, real quick, it came back. Pretty cool. I actually ended up getting a fucking HBO fucking Now subscription for a fucking whatever 2 months. I can fucking watch that and other shit. But whatever, just good to have that one show a week I watch, because I mean, fuck, not much I watch. And fucking, I think last year was like Fear the Walking Dead, and that was fucking god awful. So fuck that. I'm never watching that fucking show again, or that fucking shitty Breaking Bad spinoff, fucking Better Call Saul. That's a fucking piece of shit too. Game of Thrones just picks up right after the fucking finale, and it's just tied up a bunch of shit real quick. So supposedly it's the fucking second to last season. I guess it's this season. The next season's the fucking going to be the last one, which is fucking weird because, again, one of those shows I watched for like 6 fucking years. And I don't get into a lot of them. Fucking, Game of Thrones is basically the fucking Dark Souls of TV show, so I'll miss it when it's gone. Yeah, won't get into too many fucking spoilers about the fucking episode or this, little nudge in the right direction. There's a fucking, they show an old lady's cunt at the end, so that doesn't make you want to watch it. I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. And again, real quick, very quick, demo for Neo out on PS4. I mean, literally just came out today, I think. I haven't tried it yet. I probably will later. So one game that was at like Tokyo Game Show last year that I'm like, looks kind of cool. It's fucking like a kind of like Onimusha or some shit. It's a fucking medieval Japanese samurai action survival horror type game, if that makes sense. Looked that right? It's fucking almost like a Japanese Dark Souls. So there you go. I don't know. I'm going to go play fucking Dark Souls 3 and I'm going to fucking piss. So gruntfreepress.com. Emails at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That is it. Wish me a good pee.